Talk Show. It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 794.
What's happening, guys? What's going on? Happy weekend banter.
I'm fucking furious.
Well, the clap's out of sync because you're not in the room, and I'm quite glad you're not in the room, actually.
Oh. I was clapping to check the echo in my room.
Yeah, it's there, dude. It is there. Why aren't you here?
This morning I woke up and I had a very scratchy throat, and I made the decision to go and get a COVID test today.
Yeah, and you still haven't done it. You're going to do it. So which I appreciate that you've even, I mean, you couldn't have even come in if you had said you're going to get it later in the day. That would defeat the purpose.
No.
But you are going to do it, and like all admin, this is a fucking clusterfuck of admin because it's quite a bit.
It's annoying.
It's what have you been prepping? Have you convinced your throat stopped hurting yet, or what's going on?
No, it's getting worse. It's getting worse. But it could just be I was saying before, I'm extremely dehydrated. I haven't been drinking enough water.
Yeah.
And so it could just be dehydration. I did check my temperature.
Yes.
And it's 36 point something, which is good.
So, how did you do that?
Finger in the bum.
Used a thermometer. Yeah.
But how? Under your tongue.
Can we just get a show of hands? Did anyone have a thermometer put in their butt as a kid?
Oh.
No. I don't think so.
That I can remember.
We're not that old. we're not that old.
Locked it out.
I mean, it wasn't by the doctor. I did it personally.
No, you said your mum used a flashlight, didn't she?
Oh, my God. Oh. So, we've talked about this on the show before, and mm-hmm. I'm only talking about it again because it's relatable. I got a Snapchat that day or an Instagram story after I spoke about it probably a year ago or a year and a half ago, that when I had worms as a kid, my mum would get the flashlight out and I'd put my ass into the air and she would shine the light into my bum and out would come worms.
Tommy, I've got the exact same story. She used to get the flashlight out.
Kaz the adventurer with the torch. Is it true she used to wear a head torch?
She probably did. I think it was a handheld torch back then. But now she does wear a head torch, not for the worms, but when she's getting earwax out of my ear, she gets the head torch on.
Oh,
wait, your mum
still
does that?
Yeah, she looks after me.
Jess, we haven't had confirmation. Is that something you had done?
No, never.
Sevs?
No flashlight.
Josh, you did, yeah?
No.
Oh, you didn't?
No. Just a squeegee.
God, I'm sorry. What was the two of us, Georgie boy? Because it's, you know what? It's so funny because I've done it to Bodie since.
Really?
Yeah, because he's like scratching and
itching. Did you get excited? Like what is?
He knows my bum itchy. But then I couldn't see anything. Yeah, so, yeah. I mean, I was 15. I don't know how old.
I wasn't.
I would have been
the
5,
chocolate
6.
Sort of worm, the worm things that you'd have that were sort of fake chocolate.
Yeah.
You know, I was on the Vermox, which were orange flavor. I never got the chalky ones. Maybe they came out a bit later. I'm a couple of years older than you guys.
I mean GP's talking about his mum doing things for him still.
Yeah.
I mean, GB, you got sent shoes. You got sent underwear as well, didn't you?
Yeah, undies. I got sent socks the other day because Tommy...
Yeah,
he sent a photo to mum of my socks, which had a hole in them. So
that was on my personal account. I was just having coffee with George and I'm like... Fuck, your socks are horrid. And then like, oh, hang on, mum will get them for you.
Yeah.
Just sent them to Etsy. I mean, George's mum.
But when I go up to Byron, it's a bit of a beauty workshop. So she'll do a facial, pluck my eyebrows.
Really?
Cut my toenails, cut my fingernails, that sort of thing.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
wow.
My God.
Yeah,
this is too Jess.
Yeah.
How much of a baby are you? Like when you are, especially when you're in Bendigo, is your, like what are your parents still doing for you?
Mum did my washing when I was at home, which was nice. Good. I tried to do it, but you know how they just kind of get on top of things real quick. Yeah. Yeah. I'm happy to leave it until the weekend, but yeah, mum's happy to just have it sit there. Cooking dinner, I'm happy to accept that.
Oh, you didn't cook. You didn't cook a meal in ISO. That's what I heard.
I didn't. It was so nice. And the dishes, like if they're happy to just go ahead and do it straight after dinner, then that's their responsibility. It's not mine.
That's their love, and it that's not mine.
I can leave it until I'm ready to do them.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice. Well, my mum messaged me this morning and said, can you please call me? And I was like, okay, yeah, sure. I forgot to call her the day before, so I'm like, I fucked up. So I called her within about 1.3 seconds of the text message coming through, and she was surprised. And she said, your father and I have received a $750 payment from the government, and we want to give you and Amy $250.
That's so nice.
I was like, mate, fucking... Absolutely not. I don't take money from people. No.
Wait, how much you got? $750, and why am I only getting $250?
My brother and his... actually, my other brother got left out of the equation, but my brother, who's got, you know, a wife and kids, is also getting $250. So this is the bonus. So people of a certain age or a certain... I think it might be the age bracket, pension or people on... Mum and dad are seniors. They get cash, and it's meant to be put back into the economy.
What are you going to spend your $250 on?
Well, I just got $50 transferred into my personal account for like my up bank account, which is my pocket money. And then we've got another. Mm-hmm. So Amy will take in another $50. Then we got $150 to spend on something for Amy and I.
Oh, that's
so. Mum said, buy a jumper or something, would you? And so I don't know. I'm definitely going to like splurge it because that's what it's meant to. It's meant for
like
the economy.
Shit.
Yes, just buy stupid shit. Like I can't. I'm not going to just spend it on dinner or something. I want to buy, something. I don't know much.
Spinner?
Yeah, I might just buy. You know, I want to buy a fucking fidget spinner. Buy a new key ring. I don't know. Just buy something.
Yo-yo fidget spinner.
Yeah. Well, I'm not. I'm definitely not going to the. I'm not going to this. The not going to Westfield or anything. Yucky.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's yucky.
What about a Saturday's New York City? Like one of those. Like talking about jumpers. Won't you get a nice jumper? Like
just matching. Just the Saturday boys.
Just the boys.
You could. Yeah.
Get a cotton on.
I think you'd look great in one.
Yeah, cotton on. I could get a few jumpers at least.
Get it. Buy the whole shop.
How much is that? How much is a Saturday's jumper? Because I feel like they're like $90 or something.
$180.
Whoa.
Oh, geez. You'd really have to blow
your
load,
that's if
you
want to just use up your cash. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I don't think it looks...
That down lighting. I know that we don't want to, you know, make it all about my body issues, but fuck. George... The video that you posted on Hump Day's Instagram of me walking was close to fat shaming.
Why?
Are you serious?
The downlight just is in all the wrong places, and so I just look like a fucking apple on a stick.
It was quite a low angle. No, you look great.
Hang on.
Also, by the way, just on that, I got a lot more votes. later that night, so I think I got about 6 votes all up for the best walker.
So this was for walking. So we picked up that Jess does a very strange, she's sort of almost a duck-like walk.
Mm. Not a good gait.
Wide gait.
Is that that's not a compliment, or is that like where on the offensive scale?
Know what a gait was when you first heard.
I actually still don't even know what it is.
Neither.
Because you were making it out as if I walk really wide,
yeah,
which is not attractive, really, is it?
So okay, I'm just watching it back. So you got George walking like a supermodel.
Thank you.
Pants up, I think.
Josh, you're walking.
Can you see what I mean, TJ?
You're walking like you, like that walk of yours could turn into a run, like you're about to shit yourself. Jess, hang on, wait.
Off to the bathroom.
Yep, she's hanging out. I'm just going to watch her walking back. Not a gait. No, I don't think she... Not too much.
I've never noticed the walk until Josh said something.
Yeah, but Josh picked it up because we went for a walk to the supermarket.
Yeah.
And I think it's just because you two are too tall and I can't keep up.
Yeah.
I think Jess looks like if you sort of pushed her, she wouldn't fall off her center of balance. Like, I feel like you're ready.
And Josh looks like he's about to face plant every time he leaning forward.
He's off somewhere. Yeah. You know he's on a mission.
Yeah, definitely.
Don't know where.
My memoir is going to be called Falling Forward.
By the way, we should just mention that Ryan John is the superior walker of the Gronk squad.
Oh, yeah, you just have to get that in there. Yeah, no worries. So, no worries.
Yeah.
We don't know what his walk is. We'll probably get a full breakdown when he comes out the back of COVID when we can see him again walking.
Do you guys have tight hips? Brie gets very upset with me because when we're in bed, I find this pressure point. For whatever reason, I'm really drawn to the hip flexors and I put my finger in it trying to massage it and she reacts every time like she's been electric shocked. Does anyone else have...
Hang on, wait. You're massaging her hip flexors.
Yes, I almost like am in some sort of almost like Reiki sort of like knowing one's body.
Hang on, wait. Is she asking to be massaged?
No. And this is what she's annoyed by. She's like, ow, like, it's really... It hurts.
That's why. Hip flexors. There's a few points that you can't do to people. Like that they're not good. Hip flexors is most people
like, because I was trying to do it to myself and I couldn't do it. Like, can you, like, do you feel the tension in your hips?
Yeah, I know a spot. I reckon most people, if I, this spot that I've got right here, I reckon it would get most people.
Yeah, definitely.
Because the thing about it, the reason hip flexors are so tight is that with every step you take is hip flexion. Your hip flexor is pulling and it's raising your leg up. Like to move your knee up and down is flexion of the hip. Like there's a...
I was actually proud of GB said the other day when he saw the photo of me in first class that I have a very strong quads. Is that what you were saying, GB?
Hamstrings. You got great hammies.
Okay. Flexibility. Your hammy flexibility is great.
Yeah. Because you're pretty much 90 degrees. Your legs were out forward and you're kicking
your
back
flat up. 90. Yeah.
Yeah. I can't go below my knees if I'm trying to touch my toes. Very bad.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, hammies are the ones that are tight on a lot of people.
Yeah.
Can you touch your toes? I was just going to say, can you touch your toes, Jess? That sounds like a really fucking creepy thing. But we're on the hamstring chat.
Can you?
You can? Are you flexible?
No. Not at all. But you can. That's all right for a girl. And I've got really short legs as well.
And so you can touch your toes, but you're
so easy
not
to touch your toes.
Not yeah, flexible.
But it's not like I'm not like, you know, like parallel with my legs. You know how some people can really just fold themselves in half?
Yeah.
It's like a touch.
If you're sitting down and your legs are out straight, can you pull your
toes? I haven't done this in so long though. So I need to... We're going to have to confirm this.
Hump Day Replay.
Yeah, let's get it on Hump Day Replay. A bit of
definitely.
I feel like I can.
BTS, who can touch...
There's a lot of anti-foam roller stuff online at the moment. Have you noticed this?
I hate foam rollers.
Fuck off.
I have seen that. Little tip, don't foam roll your back.
What do you mean?
Oh, really?
Yeah, no, I think it's a bit... There's something risky about doing your lower back because there's nothing... Actually, there you're just going straight against the spine. So apparently it's bad.
Yeah, I mean, but if you're against foam rollers and you let your mate grab you and crack your back.
No. Yeah, not ideal.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you always hear about this. Like, you hope that... Do you remember those fucking loose units that would hold people until they pass out at school?
Do you remember that? My brother had that happen to him.
It's so dangerous.
They were playing a game and they were seeing how long they could hold their breath for.
Oh, absolutely not. That's ridiculous.
And he ended up fainting because he held his breath for too long.
I feel like it's...
So did he win or lose?
Yeah. He won. But
definitely won, yeah.
But he woke up nude.
Yeah, definitely.
It's so bizarre. George, you've been scheming recently.
Yeah.
What are you up to, mate?
I'd like to present something on the show, if that's okay.
No, it's not, mate. Hope you got other plans, because you're not.
Yeah.
You said scheming and not skiing. I'm expecting a montage of you just in that bullet.
Just going.
I do feel slightly bad because Josh is at home sick. Mm-hmm. But that's okay.
Yeah.
I think it's actually going to be... It's probably
better?
Good. It's actually good that you're at home. It's probably better.
Well, in case he wants to belt you.
Yeah.
Just in case.
But this is a little bit of a tease for Hump Day Replay coming up. And because it does involve a throwback and a little bit of an idea to get the word out there for my podcast, Hump Day Replay. Everyone go check it out if you want to listen. It's really good.
It's been in the top charts.
George, do you know how much we pay to have that put out?
What? The live read? Oh, Hump Day Replay.
Do you know how much we pay to host? Just wanting to know.
How much?
I'm not telling you, but because it doesn't matter. But that's all good.
Yeah, well, I'm doing all the marketing for it.
Okay.
You'll see in this video. So we're going to just play a little video for you now.
All right.
Episode 304 with Leon Shergren. We're in the middle of one of our coveted sticker runs. Shokes, would you...
Would we do a mail drop for everyone in my apartment building of your stickers?
That could be good.
Would you do that?
Oh, no, fuck off. No, I've just told all these stories. I don't want any of them to listen to this.
But the idea was tempting for Josh.
What do you think about that, me doing a mail drop with stickers in my apartment thing?
Well, should do that.
Until the reality set in.
It gives me anxiety to think that it's in the building that I'm in, though. And I'll be like, oh, that Josh that, like, is weird in the lift... Like, that's him, and they'll know.
Let's just go some other buildings, right,
just
guys?
Just go another building, okay. Or just go house it.
Houses are a good idea for promotion, but Josh's apartment building is much funnier. So, we created a flyer for Hump Day Replay, headed to Officeworks, and printed a shitload of copies, double-sided.
Great.
Oh, how good is that?
That's so funny. The letter says, "Hi, Gronk. Unless you've been living under a rock, you would have heard that I've got a podcast called The Daily Talk Show. The premise is simple. Every day, I shoot the shit with my best buddy, Tommy. We've just released a brand new podcast, and we'd love for you to listen. Hump Day Replay is the behind-the-scenes podcast of The Daily Talk Show, or as we like to say, the show about the show. Listen on your favourite podcast app. X Josh." He's going to hate it.
It was then time for the delivery.
Got the flyers. Envelopes and a shitload of stickers.
Oh, hang on, we're gonna have to get out of the driveway.
Oh shit.
He's just gonna hate this. This is gonna be so embarrassing. The Daily Talk good. Show, Hump Day Replay. Listen now.
Thanks, Leon, for the idea.
Got him a beauty. Oh, yes. He's not happy.
That is so cringe. What happens with my... I can't wear my hoodie anymore.
I mean, if there's a time that you're going to pretend that you have COVID and have to self-isolate for 14 days, it's now. It's now.
It's a nightmare.
Did you like the way it was written?
To be honest, I was just the whole time I'm like, he's not signing off with my name, is he? He's not. Like...
Well, the word's out there now, which is really good. Mm. So
you did this last night, did you?
Yeah, last night.
God, I love it because it's Josh's. It's Tully Smythe said. She's allergic to the embarrassing
secondhand embarrassment.
She said secondhand embarrassment. I know that feeling. For some reason, I didn't have any secondhand embarrassment. This, I'm just loving it. I wish we could work out.
Oh, here we go.
How we could know if they listened. Like if there was a prompter. Or
we should have done a smart link.
The prompter.
We should have done a QR code. We should have done that.
The problem. But, you know, the other way we can just work
out.
Did
you say I was in the building? I actually blanked out. Did you say that I was in the building as well?
No, we didn't.
Good.
Okay. But they can see the logo and the... Yeah.
They would have seen you with your hoodie anyway.
I guess the better way than a link being clicked through is someone saying, hey, you're that guy Josh from the
We should have signed off with
show.
A photo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That would have been good. Yeah.
Too far. All right. It's good. I think that's very... it's funny. I think it would have been... It's well, funnier than doing criticism. Leon's place, but I would have liked if you'd gone to Leon's.
What about, hang on, Jess, you live in an apartment block. How many are there?
25.
Oh, it's great. Small. That's 25 new listeners. Don't it's small. Could we get, you got any left?
Yeah, we can print more, I'm sure.
Now, I just have a feeling that this could go too far. Like I go really dark and it's like... a felon has arrived in your neighbourhood with George and put it out into all of his
neighbourhood watch.
Yeah, maybe it's a little bit too dark.
Look out for a man with a moustache. That's so funny. No, I appreciate that, George. I knew you were scheming.
How many did you do? Did you do every single apartment?
Yeah, we did. We did all of them. Yeah.
And so use the envelopes too. The envelopes, like with printing envelopes, that would have been $5 a pop.
Officeworks is quite expensive.
Yeah. I think it's $1.70 per flyer.
Did you notice everyone wearing masks at Officeworks?
No.
Really, no.
The staff, some of the staff were, yeah.
Yeah. They all were?
What, were you all there? I don't get
why.
Like,
Jess, were you there too?
Yeah.
How do you know?
Jess, did you drive them?
No, when did you do this?
Yesterday morning, we met at Officeworks and we got them all printed.
It was nighttime.
Yeah, and so then after work, we went and dropped them off.
Absolute slimy little
You know when
rats.
You saw me in the car with Grace and Sebs?
Oh, yes. Yeah,
okay, right. And so I dropped them off around the block as well yesterday morning.
Yeah.
I mean, we all can't rock up together.
I mean, Jess, how would you feel if we did something similar to you?
I'd be fine with it.
Would you?
Okay, great. Mason, play the video. That's a joke. Just testing the water.
The funny thing is, I don't think anyone in my building would have the capability to log in and listen. So
do you live in a retirement village?
No, I just feel like they're quite old. Like, it's older. There's only like a couple of younger couples. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's good.
And,
all right, mate.
Yeah, go on.
I'm just going to say, fucking good luck with your COVID test. You've been knocked out. You've got at least 3 days.
Is it obnoxious to film the process? I think it is, isn't it?
Well, I've seen people using long lenses filming people from afar. No joke.
7200.
Like, well, more than that. Yeah. They've the news crews have got long lenses, so you're seeing full
600 mil.
I actually saw people doing it themselves, like someone like opening up and doing it.
I did see that on Insta, yeah.
So I'm curious because
I actually think I'd be quite, even though I'm a baby, I think I'm going to be very good at it. Like, I don't think
you'll just take it.
Like,
good boy.
Well, think about me with my toothbrush. I've got no get. Like, I can fucking go real deep.
Can you?
So I feel like
your teeth are only that far back. You don't need to go deep.
It's the tongue.
You got to brush your tongue.
Okay.
Jess, do you brush your tongue?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I've started it. Brody loves it too.
Yeah.
It's one of his.
He's got to.
He gets pissed off when I've done his teeth, but then he's like,
Really?
Yeah. Do his tongue. Anyway, this is good because no one in our team has yet had a COVID test, and you're doing the admin for us, which is ironic because you fucking hate admin.
I'm trying to work out. So to be honest, there's a co-health down the road, but whenever I walk past quite quickly because it is like a great support, you know, for the community. But there's also drug affected people and stuff. Like, it feels like the sort of place where they would have safe injecting rooms and things like that as well. And I can't be fucked with the anxiety of just going in general. I want it to be as easy as possible. So I'm thinking of going to Northland, where I do just drive and do it that way rather than the bullshit of dealing potentially with a receptionist or a junkie.
They close at 4. So you got to get in before 4. Does. All of them, all of those testing facilities, I'm pretty sure it's like 9 till 4.
It's funny though, like, it's when you do these types of things, I'm so primed as from like being a kid that I expect like a caramello koala or something doing it.
Lollipop,
like, I feel like, yeah, I'll get something.
Well, Bodie got chips and nuggets from Macca's well done, Bodie. So maybe, I don't know, if Bodie gets chips and nuggets. But then again, you're a bit sick, so he probably shouldn't have had chips and nuggets.
And so for Sunday's app.
No, as in
Sunday's
app,
are we
health.
Going to, will we have the microphone? I'll drive past and get the microphone and stuff. Because
we could have hazmat
suit. I'm comfortable with other people sounding like this, but like, I sound like shit right now, don't I?
Yeah. Yeah. No, anyway, good luck, mate.
Is the internet connection good?
Solid. Yeah, it's real solid.
Best internet connection of any guest we've had on the show. Yeah. So thanks for joining us, Josh Jansen. Yeah. It's the guy who's currently on radio today. There's an article, Jay Walkerton labels podcast ranker criticism misguided. And so, Josh Jansen, thanks
for... Did you
want
to talk about that before we...
No, we can. It's a good segue. Always nice to wake up and not be in the news. So this
You're famous for saying all publicity is good publicity.
All publicity is good publicity. That's the old saying, isn't it? But not to, I mean, PR Jess.
It's not true.
Why?
Because if it's negative, it can do damage to your brand. And I feel like this article, though I haven't read it properly yet, but we've spoken about it.
Well, this is the problem, isn't it? It's like when people start throwing shit.
Yeah.
The good thing is that...
Mate, has that bloke done almost 800 podcasts? Absolutely not.
Well,
Josh Jansen over here.
I won't say, just look at, I hadn't actually heard of him before, but if you go on, there's a few articles about him which you can read up on. But the on the specific, he didn't go that hard. Like, he was actually fine. He seems like a nice guy. But he, I think what they, people cherry pick numbers. And so for him, he was saying, oh, look, they thought we were misguided on saying that people were episode stuffing and things like that. He compared Stuff You Should Know and Kyle and Jackie O was using them as an example of people who are in the top 10 who are very similar. But you have Stuff You Should Know who have 17 episodes and Kyle and Jackie O who have over 70 episodes. And so those, you know, they're compared in the same way, but there's way more eps on the Kyle and Jack side. The interesting thing is that when I wrote the article, there was just a chart. There was no mention of how many episodes each show had. And so this, I think that the conversation that we started made them go and put the episode number. And so when you see some episodes, like Carrie and Tommy, over 200 episodes in a month.
What?
When you see them in the chart, you're like, okay, well, maybe that's... maybe that shouldn't be compared to the same as a show that has four episodes in a month.
Is that true? Carrie and Tommy have 200 episodes a month.
Yeah, just look at the. I mean, you can confirm. But yeah, I was having a bit of a squeeze. There was a few up there, over 100 pieces of audio.
That's and ridiculous. Because so if you've got 100, if you've got 100 subscribers and they all instantly get pushed, all of those episodes. Oh, if you had 5,000 subscribers. You'd get you just game it by getting downloads based on your subscriber number. Is that right? Is that how it works? Yeah.
But anyway, I think that the thing is that they what we've probably learnt is the podcast ranker it doesn't really matter. Like it's a tool that people are using to like interface with agencies and get some extra cash put on them. But I think long term, and I mentioned it in an Insta story that I did last night, that I've worked out what a couple of not just podcasts but digital platforms in general on social media, what they're doing to misrepresent their reach in a massive way. And I was going to release it last night, but I was like, actually, with everything that's going on, I'd prefer just over the next 12 months just to hold back and enjoy watching them evolve. And then in 12 months' time, when these people are talking about their reach and how well they're going, then I can be like, hey, guys, for the last 12 months, I've been watching you and you're full of shit. So put it in the cowl, July 16, 2021.
You haven't – I mean, when you wrote that article, Jess wasn't on the team. And obviously, you know, she's in PR. She's informed me that all PR is not good PR or any – what's my saying?
Publicity.
Any publicity is good publicity.
Yeah.
What? How do you think about this publicity, Jess?
Has he attracted any yet?
Yeah, some radio today.
It's on ticker. I was like, ow.
Interesting one with ticker. What I love about what some of these brands are doing, specifically ticker, because that's where we'll mention. I'll just pick it up. Look at their YouTube views and you'll see massive spikes where one video will have 4,000 views and then they'll have one that has 10. And so what people are doing is they're putting these videos as pre-roll. If you'd actually go on the back end, they're not, no one's watching the video.
I've done that before. I somehow clicked a button that was sponsoring a video back in the day. Really? This is probably 10 years ago.
But that's not the expose. That's just a little.
And I can safely say that the video that is discussing this exact article has 48 views. So, as Jess said, is it publicity?
You've gone viral, Josh.
Oh, look out. Look out, mate. I'd watch out. Someone's going to recognize you in your apartment.
But this time next year, Josh, you'll be a real thought leader.
Yeah, well,
we'll write op-eds, we'll get you on all the TV shows.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Andrew Bolt, your fave.
Can you please clarify that that is not true?
No, she's an Alan Jones.
This is defamation.
Alan Jones girl. I love a bit of Alan Jones. I like, mate, fucking, if you can't be okay with seeing two sides to the story, you're living in an echo chamber.
Yeah, but
Sky News isn't two sides of the story. Yeah. That's
No. It's the far right side of the story. But if you're watching the project, you've got the left side. But it's interesting because it just seems, I don't know, watch it and see how you feel.
Get that as a TDTS quote, by the way. I love Alan Jones.
Who? Jess. No.
I've never once said that.
No. You said it.
TJ. This is the thing, TJ. Like, you go with, I mean, you've mentioned it many times. You're like, I just fucking don't know the words sometimes. But the way that you describe it, it sounds like you actually are an Alan Jones fan.
No, I've been watching a bit of his stuff this week. I've actually seen a few people.
So you are.
So let me tell you, Alan Jones has gone to Sky News after his brekkie show, and they're pumping out clip after clip of him on Facebook, and there's a lot, and it's getting a lot of views. And I've seen some people that are left-leaning, and they're writing, and they're sharing his stuff, and like, so where it divides people. And the only reason I know of Alan Jones, really, he was in Sydney doing the brekkie show up there, so I had nothing. You'd never hear it. Mm. He's talking about COVID stuff, and he's talking about – it's a weird one because the right are saying open it up. It's all – not a hoax, but it's all just, you know, if you have it – like, more people die from the common cold than this thing. It's all bullshit. Whereas I think the left are more likely to be – hyper concern, shut us down, all of that, which is interesting. Like I don't know where I even fit on it because I'm like, probably lock us down.
Do you think that potentially is it the difference between making money and the economy and humans and, you know, like lives? Is that
I don't know. I haven't quite gone there, but you'd
so
think
conservatives would say that you need the economy to be going.
Oh, definitely.
To be able to keep people to survive, which I sort of, there's an element that I agree with. Or obviously, I agree. We need an economy, but sometimes maybe it feels like, there was a great bit on herd immunity and being like, it was completely overstated. Herd immunity means that we'll have 150,000 people die in Australia if we went down that path.
Mm.
And then there's no guarantee that the next year it won't happen again. And so it's like, that's it. When would we ever be okay as a country for that amount of people to die?
Yeah, never, never. I mean, but then there's the people saying, like I've seen people that are probably more on the, I'm not cool with vaccines, like for kids that are super progressive people but are also saying COVID's bullshit. And so it's like, it's just these weird paradigms of like...
But that's the whole thing of the pro-choice. So, you know, pro-choice is something that's used...
Abortion.
..from the perspective of abortion and being able to have that, but it's now used for face masks. So the conservatives are using it where it's like, hey, we should have the right to be able to not wear a mask, just like, and using that same argument.
Yeah. And so when I say I like Alan Jones, I like hearing that there's someone bashing the drum for a completely different perspective, because I'm more like, lock the fucking shit down.
Mm.
And then he's saying, no, here's what's happening. Here's the facts. Here's what they're not reporting on.
Mm.
And I'm like, oh, interesting. I don't know where I'm more confused than when I started, but I don't know. I'm going to eat some chocolate.
So you like Alan Jones?
I think that's what we...
I like what he plays in the landscape of media, because you can't just have the Waleed Ali's of the fucking world.
Yeah.
They play their part. Like, Trump will play his part in humanity, but when you look back on it, it will have played a part for some reason.
Mm.
He's been there as... Something's gone on. You know, like, this is history, right? Every day is what history will be. And so you could look at it as like, this is what is happening. This is what was meant to happen.
I think that
so
some
much
people
changed
would say, though, TJ, and I don't know, like, that people like Alan Jones are a mouthpiece for misinformation as well. And so that some of the things that they're doing is creating confusion and creating sort of divides, when really when we're in a pandemic, we all need to be coming together and being clear on what we're doing.
But that's the assumption that everything you're saying is wrong. And because the thing is, it's like these people are saying stuff, and so I don't know what fucking is right and wrong from him. But if he gets a bit right, does it mean that everything he got wrong, the stuff he got right,
so what are people
canceled?
Doing then? I think like my perspective on Alan Jones is, you hear what he said in the past, you see what he's said about, you know, the New Zealand Prime Minister, or you hear bits and pieces here and there, and I build a thought around where I think his values lie, and then I see that they're misaligned with mine. And so when I'm hearing him, you know, talk about these issues, I am using that as the filter.
I quite like listening to both. I quite like it.
They can be entertaining. And that's the thing. I love watching Trump. I've said to 97, Trump is my favorite stand-up comedian.
What would Alan Jones be? Alan Jones is my favorite stage performer.
He's a funny,
performer.
Quirky character. No, he is a quirky character. Like when I was a kid, I loved watching the Today Show and having, Alan Jones, I'm absolutely fed up with the absolute bullshit that's going on right now. I'm Alan Jones. Yeah, you know, he does that whole thing. I loved it. But like, he's doesn't mean he's not fucking whack.
Yeah. He's actually my uncle, so fuck him. No, I'm joking. Imagine if he was your uncle. Was your uncle. You're like, oh no, fuck. No,
major secondhand embarrassment.
Oh mate, that's where you get secondhand embarrassment. Unky Jones is on the.
I like him.
Anyway,
thanks for having me.
Yeah, no worries.
No worries.
It's been the Daily Talk Show. Mason, do you want to wrap it up? How would you wrap it up?
If you want to send us an email, hi@thedailytalkshow.com. Otherwise, if you're listening, screenshot your podcast app and do an Instagram story tagging us all, and we'll reshare it.
Love you guys.